Hello, good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I just saw this headline. I don't know why it seems so funny. Massive sex-crazed deer turns soccer game into stag party.
What?
So this is in England, I guess. So this is like a kid's soccer game. And this is one of those things that I guess is something that could happen in England. And it's a male red deer, which is, think of like, it almost looks like a cross between, it looks like a reindeer, frankly.
I was just going to say it was
It looks like a reindeer. It's almost like a cross between a moose and a deer, but it looks, I mean, it really looks like, here, Kelly, look at that photo. It looks like a reindeer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it does. It looks like one of the guys pulling the sleigh.
Right?
Yeah.
Hmm. So the kids are playing their soccer game, and then all of a sudden, because I guess it's like that season, whatever they call it. Somebody
mating?
Mating?
No, I know, but there's another word. What's the? I know what mating season.
Is that with an S Z N?
Shut up, you two.
Mating S Z N?
No, it's like, is it rutting?
Is it right before White Russian season?
Yes, it actually is.
I think it's the reverse. I think it's White Russian season, then it's mating season.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
7-9 Co. Somebody knows. Is it rutting? Is it, what do they call it when the deer are horny and they're fighting each other and they're, yeah.
Well, anyway, rubbing the horns?
Yeah. So it says,
antlers.
An unexpected, the youth soccer players got a little closer wildlife encounter than expected after a horny stag bum rushed the field in the middle of play. So the kids, like, the game stops. Imagine there's just like this deer who's like, I want a lady, you know?
Oh my God. And they just start doing it on the field?
No, they didn't.
Was he like rubbing up on people's legs and stuff?
What was going on?
They just like a dog.
He strutted across. He was like
fancy,
I don't know.
Strut.
Yeah.
Sticking his chest out.
Some kids screamed and ran away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I thought you meant like a bunch of deer just started doing it in
the middle
of the
field. No, it's just one. Just one. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I guess they can get a particularly aggressive during this season, during the mating season.
Until they get it.
I guess so.
Till they get some.
Hey,
get some.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. My name is Jillian.
Jillian, do you know the term I'm trying to figure out?
Yeah, it's called the rut.
The rut. Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
The rut. The rutting. So that was the right word. I had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
right.
They call it the rut.
You're in a rut.
Well, that's different.
Well,
yeah, that's kind of ironic that when we say it, you know, you're in a rut, but when we talk about the deer are getting lucky.
Okay.
Yeah. But when you're in a rut, you're the opposite of lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm. This is why it's so hard to learn English.
Absolutely.
It's completely different.
You can't even say it.
All right, I couldn't even say it.
Wow.
All right, thank you, Jillian.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Anyway, I figured somebody would know. By the way, this is my first time living in like the burbs, right? I mean, aside from when I grew up, and I don't know, would you call Kittery the burbs? Yeah, it's like the suburbs.
Where you are, yeah.
Sure, it is.
Yeah.
So I saw, is it just me or are there a lot of deer?
Or tons.
Is that totally normal?
I've only been to your place a couple times. Every time I see like 3 to 4 deer on the way in, 3 to 4 deer on the way out.
Yeah, on the way to work this morning, I had to slow down 3 times on one road.
Yeah.
Hmm.
To see for the deer.
Well, isn't this is the season that they're kind of like getting food and eating and all that to for the long winter.
Right.
It's harder to find food in the winter.
So they're out there eating and rutting.
Yes. Okay. I mean, that sounds like the life, to be honest.
I know.
Imagine if we had a season like that. All we did was just eat and rut.
Do it.
It's called vacation.
Man, can you...
Yeah, but they're doing it for like 3 months.
That's true.
That was like, you know, let's be realistic. It doesn't happen... Anyway, let's just...
Is there a complaint you'd like to...
I'll put it in the box. Well, no, so to speak. Maybe not, actually.
The problem is that the box is closed. That's really the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, look at that timing. Todd has to go on TV.
Darn.
Boy, Todd. Well, good luck trying to unstick your foot from your mouth.
Almost
to go
saved by the bell.
To go do your weather forecast on television. He's like, where's Todd? Why is Todd on the ground? Why is his foot in his mouth? Well, he just came from the radio show.
Again.
Oh, okay. Yep. How's the couch?
I'll tell you on Monday.
All right, Todd's got your forecast before he
Yeah, partly to mostly cloudy. It'll be warm today, though, guys. 60 to 65. Could have an afternoon shower. Tomorrow we hit 70 with some sunshine in the afternoon. And then over the weekend it cools off again. Clouds on Saturday in the 50s. Same thing on Sunday, but we have sun.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?